This is Akashvani. A review of today's Parliament proceedings read by R.S. Raghu. First from the Lok Sabha. Writer is Anjali Ojha of PTI. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the Narendra Modi government has prioritized performance over vote bank politics. He lauded the Prime Minister for bringing huge transformations to the railways. Replying to the debate on demands for grants for his ministry in Lok Sabha, the Minister also lauded the government's decision to merge the railways budget in the general budget, stating that this move ensures sufficient funds for the railways programs. New initiatives are being taken throughout the year now, which previously had to wait for the railways budget, adding that this change has also brought about more transparency. He said this will benefit the nation for a long time. Vaishnaw said the financial health of railways has improved. The minister told the House that by shifting from diesel to electric energy to run trains, the railways has saved 6,000 crore rupees and asserted that the Indian behemoth has become the second largest cargo carrier in the world. He said the remaining diesel engines will also be phased out soon. Vaishnaw said that during the tenure of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government, 35,000 kilometers of railway track have been laid, while 27,000 kilometers has been electrified. Earlier, participating in the discussion, TMC's Satabdi Roy said, several trains do not have pantry cars. She said, the railways are trying to outsource cooking and raised concern over the hygiene conditions. She also said that cancellation charges are being deducted for unconfirmed tickets as well. She also said Railways is earning from dynamic fairing Tatkal and premium Tatkal. LJP RV leader Arun Bharti said Railways are the lifeline of the country and said Indian Railways are setting global benchmarks. He said the British brought railways to enable looting the country. He said railways were used to drain Bihar's resources by previous Congress governments as well. Malvika Devi of the BJP said, Modi government has given a new direction to the Indian Railways. She said, announcements related to the railways in the union budget will increase revenue and also passenger amenities. Initiatives like Vande Bharat Sleeper, East-West Freight Corridor, expanding Kavach security system, full electrification, track doubling and new construction projects will not only enhance passenger comfort, safety and speed, but also foster sustainable, eco-friendly and modern transportation infrastructure. Abhay Kumar Sinha of RJD said that Aurangabad, Bihar was being ignored. He said he has given his request in writing to the Railways Minister but has no action been taken so far. Sinha raised a demand for a new railway line between Behta and Aurangabad. He also demanded for a new railway line between Bodh Gaya and Aurangabad. Lakshmikant Nishad of SP said the budget is against common people and alleged that the government is more focused on trains like the Vande Bharat and does not pay attention to trains for common people. He said there is a shortage of sleeper and general coaches. He slammed the government for contractual employment in railways. Alok Kumar Suman of JDU said railways are the economic heartbeat of the country. Anand Badoria of the SPP demanded trains for his constituency, stating that Sitapur and Lakhimpur lack direct connectivity to Delhi. TMC leader Saugata Roy meanwhile alleged that Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw was more focused on glamour high-speed trains while neglecting those carrying poor people. Roy said many projects that were initiated during the tenure of former Railway Minister Mamata Banerjee have not been completed. Earlier, the House revoked the suspension of 8 opposition members who were barred from the House on February 3rd for unruly behaviour, with Speaker Om Birla stressing that there should be no display of placards, posters, photos or AI-generated images inside the House or in the Parliament complex. Congress member K. Suresh requested the House to consider the revocation of the 8 opposition members, saying whatever had happened in the House was regrettable and that his party was ready to cooperate in the smooth functioning of the House. Following the submissions by several opposition members, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said there was a need to draw a Lakshman Rekha for the smooth functioning of the House, which both Treasury and opposition benches agreed to. Speaker Birla said there is a need to ensure that no placards, posters, photos or AI-generated images are displayed in the House or inside the Parliament complex. Birla said that everyone is of the opinion that proceedings in the parliament of the world's largest democracy should be smooth and everyone should cooperate. Rijiju then moved a motion to remove the suspension of 7 Congress MPs and 1 CPIM member, which was adopted by a voice vote. The suspended MPs were Gurjeet Singh Aujla, Hibi Eden, C. Kiran Kumar Reddy, Amrinder Singh Rajawaring, Manikam Tagore, Prashant Padole and Dean Kuriakose of the Congress, and S. Venkateshan of the CPIM. They were suspended for the entire duration of the budget session, scheduled to conclude on April 2nd. Samajwadi Party member Dharmendra Yadav also supported the move to revoke suspension of MP, saying his party was ready to cooperate in maintaining the highest standards of parliament. He said he wants to assure the House that his party members will not do anything that hurts the dignity of the House. But the ruling alliance members should also behave properly, Yadav said, taking the name of BJP's Nishikant Dubey, whom he asked to correct himself. Dubey immediately refuted Yadav, saying that during his 17 years of parliamentary career, he has not done anything that lowered the dignity of the House. The BJP MP also demanded an apology from the Samajwadi Party MP for his remarks. NCP leader Supriya Sule said efforts should be made by both ruling and opposition members so that the House functions smoothly. No one should make any personal comments on anyone. We, opposition, should respect the Treasury benches, which should also respect the opposition. There should be a Lakshman Rekha, which no one should breach. She said, JDU leader and Union Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh said the House should function smoothly and both sides should cooperate. Rijiju said the ruling alliance members will not break rules, nor have they even broken rules in the past. He said a Lakshman Rekha should be drawn as people did not elect MPs to disrupt House proceedings or stage protests. He said the House should function smoothly with everyone's cooperation. Government also withdrew a bill from the House which seeks to amend certain enactments for decriminalizing and rationalizing offenses to further enhance trust-based governance. Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal withdrew the Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025 as reported by Select Committee after seeking permission of the House. The bill would be reintroduced after incorporating recommendations of the Lok Sabha Select Committee. While a pending bill can be withdrawn after seeking permission of the House, a law can be repealed by bringing a repealing bill. And now a review of proceedings in the Rajya Sabha. Writer is Rajesh Ahuja of PTI. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said in the Rajya Sabha that the Indian economy stands on position of strength. Replying to the discussion on appropriation bill, she said, despite newer problems every year, we have been able to manage the situation. While nearly 60% of our LPG requirements is imported, the way in which we have built our power sector is an important support for us, she said. The minister said that the country is not facing an energy shortage despite the West Asia crisis. We are ramping up capacities to supply LPG. The domestic LPG production is going up by at least 25% and we are ensuring the supply is adequately streamlined, she said. In the gas sector, we are ramping up capacity to ensure that households do not suffer. As a result, domestic gas supplies will remain steady, the minister said. She said at present, non-fossil fuel capacity exceeds fossil fuel capacity. Today we are producing more renewable than fossil fuels. Earlier, participating in the discussion, Rajiv Shukla of the Congress said that the West Asia conflict has led to a crisis in LPG supply in the country. He lamented that the NDA government has moved away from its policy of non-alignment. Saket Gokhale of All India Trinamool Congress said that the appropriation bill shows that the government has no energy security policy. Questioning the claim of the government that there is no LPG shortage in the country, he asked why then did the government hike prices of LPG cylinders by 60 rupees. Sadanand Mahalu Sheth Tanavade of the BJP said that allocation in the appropriation bill for railways reinforces government's commitment to build world-class infrastructure. Harshvardhan Shringla of the BJP said that a combination of low inflation and a high growth has contributed to our strength. Sanjay Raut of Shiv Sena UBT said that there is a severe shortage of LPG in the country. Annapurna Rasoi in Kashi has closed down due to shortage of LPG supply, he said. V. Sivadasan of the CPIM said there is economic inequality in the country with 1% of people having 40% of the wealth. He said that the real wealth of the people is decreasing due to the policies of the government. Earlier, Minister for Rural Development Shivraj Singh Chauhan replied to the discussion on the working of the Ministry of Rural Development. responding to the criticism of the renaming of MG Narega by the Narendra Modi government, said that he is full of respect for Mahatma Gandhi. However, he blamed the Congress for going against the thoughts of father of the nation, Mahatma Gandhi. Mahatma Gandhi wanted the Congress to be winded up after independence. He was against corruption. But the Congress went against everything that Mahatma Gandhi stood for, the minister said. He said that the Congress claims to venerate Mahatma Gandhi, but several of the government schemes, institutions and tournaments were named after members of the Gandhi family, including Jawaharlal Nehru, Indira Gandhi and Rajiv Gandhi. He asked why the Congress did not name any schemes after other freedom fighters like Netaji Subhash Chandra Bose. He said that Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji is a far better scheme than MG Narega. He said that the Congress has been claiming that the allocation for Vikasit Bharat G. Ramji would be reduced in the budget. However, the Narendra Modi government has allocated more funds for the states under the scheme than the previous Congress government had done. He said that over 858,000 crore has been provided for the scheme in the budget. Responding to an intervention by Sukhendu Shekhar Ray of the All India Trinamool Congress that funding for West Bengal under MG Narega had been stopped, the minister said that funding was stopped due to rampant irregularities in implementation of the scheme in the state. He said that the need was felt for a thorough revamp of the MG Narega scheme, which is why a revamped version was brought. The new scheme has been brought to realize the vision of Mahatma Gandhi for the wholesome development of a village, Mr. Chauhan said. He said that from 2004 to 2014, an amount of 2,40,000 crore rupees were spent under the head of rural development. However, from 2014 till now, 15 lakh crore rupees has been spent under the head, he said. He said that the government has set a target of making women entrepreneurs under the Lakhpati Didi scheme. This mission will continue till all women are made Lakhpati Didis, he said. The minister said that under the Prime Ministership of Narendra Modi, pakka houses have been built for people of the villages. 4 crore houses had to be built and that target has been achieved, he said. The minister said that during the UPA, people used to drink contaminated water. Prime Minister Narendra Modi cared for these people and set up the Jal Jeevan Mission. Today, more than 17 crore households get clean water, he said. During the zero hour, Dharmashila Gupta of BJP expressed concern on the poor safety standards of the public transport vehicles. Manoj Kumar Jha of the RJD raised the issue of fake prescriptions of restricted medicines on online platforms. Babu Bhai Jaisang Bhai Desai of BJP called for steps for development of sports complexes in Gujarat. Syed Nasir Hussain of the Congress expressed concern on poor state of railways infrastructure in Karnataka. Sadanand Mahalu Sheth Tanavade of the BJP highlighted that the adverse impact of shows on OTT platforms which show smoking and tobacco chewing. Ghulam Ali of BJP praised the work of Narendra Modi government to avoid any major disruptions during the West Asia conflict. Balayogi Umesh Nath of the BJP expressed concern on the falling number of cows in the country. Javed Ali Khan of Samajwadi Party raised the issue of student union elections not being held in several institutions. Ajit Madhav Rao Gopchade of BJP called for digital mapping of crematoriums in the country. Rajni Patil of the Congress expressed concern on frequent use of police force on peaceful demonstrations in the country. Lakshmikant Bajpai of the BJP drew attention to the rising incidents of attack on doctors in hospitals. Chaudhary Mohammad Ramzan of the Jammu and Kashmir National Conference called on the government to secure the thousands of students stranded in West Asia due to the ongoing conflict there. Satpal Sharma of the BJP called for modernization of health services in Jammu and Kashmir. And that's all in Parliament Review.